Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, my confidence takes a major hit each time during the week. Like right now, when I have to review old audio from old radio shows where I sound and look like a total dick. And that is pretty much everything that I ever made. Specifically, the really, really old stuff from like two or three decades ago. Well, anyway, Ben and I sit and review those audio clips. We call the show, Who Are These Zanes? Ripping it directly off from Carl at Who Are These Podcasts, which he has given me his blessing to use that derivative of his show. His title. And I seriously, every time I've gone back and like edited these shows together and produced them, it's such a kick in the dick because it's just god awful. And I remember doing all of these moments or actually creating this however long ago and probably running through my brain that, oh man, this is great. You're going to be awesome one day, or you're awesome now. I have no idea. Anyway, I have a free view of the latest edition of Who Are These Zanes? It is episode number 9, and the full show is on my Patreon. A lot of folks have said the Patreon is worth it alone just for this show, Who Are These Zanes? So you can listen to the most recent one on Patreon and the 8 before it. They usually run between 30 and 40 minutes. You can find it at patreon.com/Eric Zane or just in the show notes, it's all there. You can click on it. And for just $5 or $10 a month, you can get 11 bonus shows per month. Per week. I almost said per month. anyway, per week. And if you like it, go ahead and convert it to a yearly and I'll knock 10% off of the cost for you. Thanks, though, for listening to this. Regardless, have a good one. Enjoy this free view of Who Are These Zanes?
We are going back in time.
All right.
Back to Eagle 97.3 to the Eric and Brian show.
Oh, now, nice.
All right. Now, we actually have the date of this one. It comes to us June 18th, 1999, just prior to going to Tennessee. So doing the Eagle morning show, which you've heard NPR, Brian, and myself do it.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. I don't even know where to begin with this one. Okay.
You want to talk about some forced laughter? Buckle up.
Oh shit. where Billy would, laugh and support me.
Yeah.
Brian would not.
Right.
Brian didn't do anything. The only person who laughed was me at my own jokes.
Yeah.
On Eagle 97.3.
Over the top.
Okay. Our first clip from this show Mike Tyson had just finished up a fight, his first fight back in a while or something like that. I don't know.
All right.
And I start talking about the fight, and then something happens that I did not expect.
Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, the high 33. Currently 35 in Saginaw, now it is 34 in Bay City.
Well, there you go. Mike Tyson wins Saturday night. He knocks out Francois Botha in the fifth round.
What? I don't know why I said it like that, but okay.
However, he lost the first four rounds on all the cards, Brian. And then what I thought was uncharacteristic of Iron Mike was after he knocked Botha out, he like tried to help him up. Yeah. Did you actually see that?
Weird.
Hugging him.
Brian gave me a weird.
Yeah.
That's what he supportive. Gave me. That's the yes and that we love. Well, yeah, Brian, yeah. It was strange. Weird.
And trying to get him up on his feet. And right now, we've got him on the line to talk about it. Hey, champ.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Guess who's doing a Mike Tyson impression? And I did not remember. Yes, I did not remember this at all. This is that Cecil with the Y pedigree shining through.
Right.
Talking to me. Here you go.
Okay.
Mike Tyson and Brian are going to have a conversation.
Nice.
Hey, fellas.
Congratulations, champ.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Well, it was your first...
Brian.
...fight back since the ear-chomping incident. And frankly, Mike, you looked a little sluggish and slow, and you were pretty much getting beat till you landed that big right hand.
You know, I don't think it's very fair with you at all, Brian. I mean, for you to disrespect me like that, I mean, I'm a fighter, and I don't like how you're pontificating my exasperation of a debilitating cornucopia. It's just ludicrous and unbelievable.
I think the words are there, the vocabulary's there, but the imitation is a little, it's lacking a little.
It's shit. It's the fucking worst. Hey friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're gonna get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this, and you go, oh yeah. And then like you get the bill. And you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Okay. Now, here comes the big kicker joke.
All right.
Now remember, this is the first fight after he bit Evander Holyfield's ear.
Yeah.
Okay, champ. You showed a very human side by trying to help Bota up with a big bear hug after the knockout.
Yeah, but that wasn't exactly what I was trying to do.
Oh, yeah?
Well, right, I was trying to get a little nibble on his cute little ear. You know, it's been a long time.
All right, champ.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Did you hear the laughs?
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho.
It's been a long time.
Thanks a lot. God. We'll check back next time you fight or do something.
What the fuck?
That one's embarrassing.
All right. Moving on. My next clip from the same show. This is the first of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Every clip we have is about the same thing, the same topic.
Oh, really? That's,
yeah.
That's something new.
Yeah, that's probably 2 hours worth of actual time on the clock.
Oh, damn.
6 segments.
Yeah. This.
What could possibly warrant 6 segments? Because we already know that the Columbine massacre warranted 0 segments.
Right.
So clearly this must be much bigger than that.
It's got to be huge.
Yeah. It's, snowballs. Not jizz from one girl to another. I'm talking about an actual snowball fight.
Okay. Like something in the news, or there's snow where you're at? And so there's
snowball fights. I don't know why this came up.
All right.
But as I'm listening to this, and while you're hearing it, you're going to hear me playing a little clip of what I think is the sound of snowballs hitting cars.
All right.
Now, as soon as I heard it, when I listened to this, I remembered actually going out into the parking lot with a microphone and a tape cassette.
Get out of here.
And holding the microphone up to someone's car and throwing a snowball at the car so it would make the sound of a snowball hitting a car.
Yeah.
And then I took all of those little snippets of it and made the sound of all of them mixed together. It sounds like 50 snowballs hitting a car. I actually like a fucking Foley artist. I made it.
That's incredible.
That also means that I'd planned this big bit for at least a whole fucking day to talk about memories of when you threw a snowball at a car.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go through all this legwork to get the audio, you got to talk about it for the whole entire day.
The whole day. Fuck Columbine.
Yeah.
We're going to break down snowballs hitting cars.
Okay. And
Brian gets us into the topic. Listen how awkwardly he gets us into this whole 2-hour monster thread about snowballs and cars.
The high 35, currently Saginaw 30, Bay City 29. Oh, I got to tell you about this story, Eric. I was driving through a residential area last night to my house, a little shortcut I found out, and all of a sudden my car gets hit by snowballs.
Really?
Yeah, and this has happened years.
So I'm acting like I'm surprised.
Yeah.
But in a second, I play the sound clip that I made the day before.
Okay.
20 years.
So you're just driving along and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
There you go. I don't know if there was that many of them. That sounded like there was about 20 guys whipping them at you.
Sounded like you got the crap kicked out of you. All right.
I'm so proud of that. I think that sound clip is the greatest, and I play it like 100 times. It's like when wasn't there an episode of this show where we sang Stop Calling Me Mike or whatever it was?
Yes.
And I had to play it like 10 times because I loved it so much. That's how I'm feeling here with this.
Right. That's pretty much what it sounds like. So at first I'm a little mad. All right. Like I'm going to go out and chase this kid down.
Right.
And then, no, that ain't going to happen. And then I finally realized, what am I mad about? I mean, I used to do that to cars when I was, so I just thought it was a little humor.
So listen to him wrap this up. I just thought it was humorous.
Like I'm mad, and all of a sudden, well, you know, what am I going to get mad at? I mean, I used to do the same thing, so I just thought it was pretty funny.
That's it. Just that's it.
Hilarious. It's a good thing really. You blew it off, man.
Exactly.
It's a New Eagle 97.3 Saginaw's classic rock.
So listen to how abrupt and fucked up that is.
All right, that is going to do it. The free view of Who Are These Zanes? Episode 9. Full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Give it a whirl. Okay. Listener supported ad free Patreon makes a great companion set of listening episodes to the free podcast. So if you like the free podcast, then I know you're going to love the Patreon. Give it a try. $5 or $10 a month at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you for the time. Have a good one. Bye bye.